Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It was so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Round the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming round. Run more game than them ball players. Yeah. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing to preach. I just got it, I feel like a prophet. Put money away like the projects, every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. You don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' ride for me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. Yeah. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. That pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. This a blessing I died to be under here. Catch the wave, dog, don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I changed the whole style like the running man. I'm big timing now, I feel like stunning, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for it, yeah. My mama been dying for it, yeah. My girl told me grind for it, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today, man. I feel like go, babe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably, came in on side, now it run for me. I promise the Lord till I'm undersea. I'ma grind until it come to me. This faith is shining like a mustard seed. Catch up to where I'm supposed to be. I relish these moments you show to me. And we alive today, cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We around the town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I cannot live with myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Yeah. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. I'm so thankful, so grateful. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So good to me, so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. You've been so good to me. I cannot live on myself.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome this great, great Saturday morning. And Jesus got us. We are uplifting our youth today. And we pray. We are grateful. We're so thankful. Amen unto God. God is so amazing. Really, there's not enough words in our dictionary and in any language that can give God really the proper praise due his name. But we try, and I believe God receives, amen, our heartfelt worship and attention to him, priority to him. So we're just stopping by to make sure that our youth get an encouraging word today toward them in their faith, because I know, you know, that God wants them built up in their most holy faith. And we thank God for the opportunity. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you on this morning. God, thank you for our youth. God, thank you for their belief in Jesus. And God, we just ask you to protect their faith, because we know that their faith is precious. We know that, God, you want them to continue on, to press on in Jesus. You want to protect them, keep them from all harm. Your plans, God, are to prosper them and not harm them, and plans to give them a hope and a future. And I glorify your holy name. And these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So, yes, we are here giving God praise and thanking God for our youth and thanking God for the opportunity that he's given us to serve. We are here to be servants to one another. And it's a most wonderful thing to be a servant. Amen. Because service means that you get your giving what God is. So Jesus said he came to serve. Even Jesus said he didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. He came to serve. And so if he came to serve, he wants us to do the same thing, respond to each other in love, and be about loving one another. And so our scripture today is about encouraging one another in our faith. Because that's so important. Encourage one another in our faith. That is so, so important to do that. Because why? Because faith has everything to do with God. Faith has everything to do with God and belief and trust in him. Because faith, what's faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So faith means you believe in God, though you do not see him. Though we do not see him, we believe God. We believe in Jesus, amen, and we take that belief and that faith seriously. It's serious. It's a serious thing to believe in God. Here's some scriptures that are part of our encouragement today. 1 Thessalonians says in chapter 3, verse 2, this is about us. This is what happened, what we should be doing. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith. And so whenever there's someone shows up with you and tutors you or takes you to an event or takes you to an activity, God is sending someone because he cares and loves for us all. He is sending someone to help us to be strengthened and encouraged in our faith. And we all need that. We all people, not just young people, but especially you young people, because it seems like you're a target. You're a target from the media. You're a target in there's the enemy of your soul, and because you are, in some cases, you don't know, I mean, you can't know everything. You're a young person. I know you think you do. I was young. I thought I knew everything as well, but that's just the point, and even when you become an adult, you don't know anything. That's why Jesus taught that even as we get older, we should become like a little child, like, you know, little children are so trusting. They look to the adults for guidance and leadership, and that's how you know, adults ought to look to God for leadership and guidance, because we don't know everything, and we need the strength, we need the encouragement in our faith as well. But God sends people like here in Thessalonians, Timothy was sent to Thessalonian church to give, to strengthen and encourage their faith so they can keep on believing in God whom they don't see, keep on believing in Jesus whom they don't see, but they heard the gospel and they believed. Listen, at 1 Thessalonians 3 and 10 says, night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. So here, even part of it is also prayer. And prayer is, I want to keep on teaching you, is that song, we pray, we are grateful, we are thankful. I want to keep teaching you and encouraging and strengthening you. One of the main ways to be continuous in your faith is to pray, because faith means you do pray. Prayer means that you have faith. And so God wants us to ask, and we shall receive. We should seek, and we'll find. We'll knock, and the door will be open unto us. God wants us to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Amen. Keep praying for your parents. Keep praying for your peers, for the bully at school. Pray. So there's a different method. There's a different way with people who are children of God, who are children of Christ. We don't respond like the world. We don't, our weapons, our the way that we fight are not with carnal weapons. They are with prayer. They are with praising God. They're giving your time and resources to others. Amen. All these things God is saying, that we are his children. We show that we are his children by responding to life in these ways. And glory to his name. We give him praise. Amen. And so I thank God for you. Amen. I thank him and I give him praise and honor. Amen. Truly, God is amazing. And so he, and he's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy of the praise. So I pray that you are uplifted. I pray that you know, that God is definitely, you know, strengthening you in your faith, because he's sending. Isn't he sending someone to you? And and let's not take that for granted. Sometimes we take God for granted. We take people for granted. What does that mean? That means that we always think that we might push them away or not participate or, you know, just ignore, we don't pray. But we can't, we don't want to do that. We want to be so grateful, as that song says, so grateful and thankful. And we want to show appreciation back to God and appreciation back to others, because it is to God's praise. It is to his worship that we do these things. Amen. I just take it, I don't take for granted that when people listen in on the program, at all, because I know that people have other places they can be, other things that they could be doing. But if you're taking time out to be uplifted and strengthened in your faith, glory be unto God, and giving him the praise, glory, and honor for you. Amen. We come to a close to our program again. As young people, you know, I want to encourage you, we do have other programs. Tuesday, we have season. Wednesdays is Season of the Word Biblical Coaching, and you want to grow more in your faith, check those programs out for your uplifting, your encouragement. And I know that God wants you to be continuous in your faith. Amen. And we give him praise for that. We give him glory. And so, and I'm so honored. I'm so honored to be sent by God, like Timothy, sent by God to be strengthening and encouraging you. It's an encouragement to me. It's an encouragement to me. And I'm so blessed by God utilizing his energy in me, the faith that he placed in me to build up others and to love. Well, be blessed. Go with God and enjoy the rest of your day. Amen. Thank you. This is Pastor Katisa.